joining us now on the Ticket Hotline. Want to catch up with an old friend of the show, our favorite octogenarian. We say good morning to Jesse the Usher. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
I can barely hear y'all. Y'all gone. Have to either talk 20 decibels louder, or I got to get 20 years younger, one or the other.
Okay. Just turn up your hearing aid a little bit.
I did already. I tell you, this getting old is tough. You can't hear as well.
Yeah, I understand.
And every time I try to issue a silent but deadly, I mess my slacks.
Oh, no. Well,
I've been through 3 pairs this morning.
Okay. Well, we don't have to hear about that, Jesse.
And I'm tired this morning. I got jet lag because I had to usher the Macaroni Awards last night in New York City.
The Marconis.
Whoa. Yeah, I was up there for that, and I heard y'all's television station mentioned.
Radio.
During won an award or something, so I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, major market station of the year.
Yeah, well, good for them.
For us.
Yeah, can I promote something on your
sure
thing? I'm going to be ushering this upcoming Cowboy game, and that's a very big deal because I think it'll be the good luck charm the Cowboys need.
Okay.
Because I had to miss the first couple of Cowboy home games, and they lost worse than the Japanese did when we dropped 2 big payloads of justice on them.
Okay. Yeah, those were rough games.
But I had to miss those games because I was in ICU.
Oh no! And you're in intensive care?
No, the Irving Credit Union, and I was getting a loan so I could go to the hospital to do my cancer treatment.
Oh, Jesse.
Well, gosh.
Yeah, nice to hear that.
Yeah, well, I don't know why. I was born in early July, so my personality is sensitive, and I'm able to perceive other people's feelings and moods, so I like to go up to the hospital and, you know, kind of give everybody my cancer treatment, listen to their stories, raise their spirits and everything.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's nice of you to do something like that.
Your star sign.
Yeah. Just something I do regularly. Plus, I had to go up there anyway to get my malignant prostate worked on.
So, worked on?
Yeah, and my oncologist, Dr. MD, he wrenched on my prostate for a few hours a few weeks ago. And
wow.
He,
few hours.
Yeah, and he used a metric socket set, and that made a mess of it. And so he decided that he needed to replace it. So I'm the first human to ever feature a brand new mechanical external baboon prostate.
External.
Wow.
Okay.
So I got a new prostate, and I'm ready to go. So okay. I'm going to be ushering that Cowboy game, ushering Da Boys. That's what I call them.
They need your good luck.
Did you know that I've ushered over 20 Super Bowls?
Wow.
And over 40 Diddy freak-offs, too. I've ushered those.
Now, why were you there?
And those parties were wild. I saw O.J. knife 2 women at once.
Oh,
Diddy freak-off. Yeah, he was crazy. But at the Cowboy game now, it doesn't get quite as crazy, although sometimes when Gene ain't up in the owner suite, they can get Diddy freak-off territory. But because of seniorities, I have assigned myself stationed in the owner suite at AT&T Stadium.
Oh, I guess you can do that when you're the head usher.
And I tell you, it's fun up in there when Gene goes to get a wine refreshment or something like that. You know, Jerry cut loose up in there.
Really?
Yeah, when she's in the suite, it ain't quite as fun. I have to sit there listening to her give Jerry hell for creating new orphans all the time.
Oh, Jesse.
But a lot of times it's fun when them young women get so drunk they confuse me for Jerry and show me they're up tops.
Yeah, you're about the same age.
Yeah, I guess all old men look the same to these young ladies of the fine breastises.
Well, gosh, Jesse.
Just young ladies.
Yeah, you need to be careful doing stuff like that.
But if I could get serious for just a moment and have a moment of your TV program to say something important.
Okay, radio.
I would just like to announce my retirement from the world of ushering.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I would like to, but I can't. because I can't retire, because I'm determined to prove that I can usher the Cowboys to another Super Bowl victory without Jimmy Johnson. I'm hanging in there.
I'm sure the world is looking at it that way.
That's the way the world sees it. You're right, Craig. You sure are right. That's the way the world sees it. And while I have you two young fellas here, let me ask you.
Okay.
Why does Kamala think she can sleep her way into the Oval Office?
Okay, right, Jesse, that's see, enough of that.
Why does J.D. We're not getting into politics. Wear eyeliners? I don't understand what's going on.
Have a good game on
All
Sunday.
All right, now, you take care.
We'll see you. There goes Jesse the Usher. It's 8:47 on the ticket.